Well, today is Safe Haven Sunday. The bishop has asked us to preach about the protection of God's children in your home, and especially from the internet, and especially from pornography. Okay, there's kind of a focus on that. And the books that we've been given to hand out, there's a few books that you can get on the way outside of Mass, after Mass. They go through how to talk to your kids at age-appropriate levels about this. And we live in a world where this is necessary. While I was praying on Thursday night for the rescue project, I was interceding for the rescue project, not from here. I was sick, so I was at home. I was praying for the parish, and this image popped into my mind of a house and this big living room, and all of the windows were smashed in. There was all this, like, just refuse around. There were boards with nails sticking up. There were dirty needles. There was trash, like disgusting trash, broken glass. And in this room, there's little kids running around and playing, and there's kids crawling around and playing. And I thought, man, this isn't even the kind of room you would want to walk around in barefoot, let alone let your little crawling baby or your little toddler, you know. They're gonna land on something they shouldn't land on. And as soon as that image popped in my head, I said, oh, Lord, this must be about Safe Haven Sunday. And I think that that's an image to say that your house might look like that house in the spiritual realm when it comes to the protection from pornography. Like, it just might be a house filled with hazards. Is it? Is it a house filled with hazards? If... this came up in the readings a couple of weeks ago. I was touching on this a little bit. Do I think that an adult can develop the virtue necessary to virtuously use the internet? Yeah, I do. Do I think all adults have that? No, but it's possible, okay? Do I think your 8-year-old has developed that virtue? I don't think so. What about your 10 or 11 or 12 or 13? No, I don't think so. I don't think they've developed that kind of virtue, self-control, understanding. I don't think they've developed that yet. And so for you who are parents, if you pay for the internet to happen, and then you pay for them to have a screen, and you say, here, this is good, put this in front of your face, you as the parent are responsible for what they see. And the Lord wants you to be sober-minded about that. Is it possible that that's a terrible idea? If I were a dad and someone said, I'm either, for your punishment, I'm either going to give your 8-year-old the keys to the car and have him drive down I-75, or I'm going to give him unfettered access to the internet, I really don't know which one I should choose. Both of them are dangerous. Only one of them will kill his soul. Okay, so the sober-mindedness that I think the Lord is wanting to warn you and say, take this very seriously, okay? This is a warning. If you were going to talk about giving a device to a teenager at a certain age, I think that you would want to at least be sure that you've had a conversation with them about the world and the dangers. And that, here's pornography. Here's how it hooks you. Here's social media and this comparison culture. Here's all this negativity and, you know, just all this bad stuff. You know, and talk through that with them and say, all right, here's some of the pitfalls. And then to say, here are some of the virtues, self-control. Here's the virtue of temperance. This is where we moderate our desires and we don't have too much of a good thing. Here's fortitude, where we do what's right even when it's hard. You've talked through the virtues with them. And then you would have assessed that your child and your, you know, like this young person, and said, you would have determined, this, my son or my daughter has developed and shown me that she or he has enough self-control, enough growth in virtue, to where I see that they're ready for this. They have enough fortitude and moderation, and they treat people well, and this is... And finally, you would have determined as their parent that by giving them this access and this device, you would have determined that this will help them become more Christ-like and grow in virtue. But if you don't think it will help them become more Christ-like and grow in virtue, why should they have, why should you pay for this thing and tell them to put it in front of their face? So that's the kind of just sober-minded thing that I think the Lord wants you to think about. And also, I think it opens up other questions that are really good to think about. Well, how am I developing virtue? How am I really discipling my children? Am I really like forming them and seeing how they, have I talked to them about this virtue? Have I then given them affirmation when I see them using it or kind of pointed out, hey, did you remember what we talked about? See how you're not doing that? You know, are you really taking an active role in their formation there? And then finally, and this is the you know, part two of the homily is this. What is it that really protects? We're talking about safe haven, protection. What is it that protects a family from the evils of the world? It's not just keeping all the evils out there, you know, stay out there. It's actually healthy family relationships. Healthy family relationships is the greatest protection your kids or anyone's kids are ever going to have. It's the best thing, and it's kind of the whole point, too. So, are there healthy family relationships? How do these happen? They happen with quality time. You have to waste time with one another. I would suggest two things for quality time. One of them is meals together, and the second one is playing games. I would recommend them separately. You can do what you want, you know, at separate times. But this is so important in a world where, again with the screens, but you know, you've got after dinner, what could happen? He's on his screen right here. His wife, she's on her screen right here. The kid, they're on their screen right here. There's another kid, they're on their screen over here. You know, and nobody's talking to anybody else. Well, that's not really relationships. I mean, that might happen sometimes, but that's not really what the Lord is going for when he said, hey, I'm going to create the nuclear family. And so, meals together, at least a couple times a week. I don't know what the perfect number of meals together as a family is. Seven. It's seven. That's the perfect number. That's always the right answer. But for you, I don't know. I hope it's between you and God how many times a week you have meals with your family. But it's only between you and God if you've actually brought it to God and asked him what he thinks. If you haven't asked him what he thinks, it's just you. Okay? So bring that between you and the Lord and as with your spouse. And not every time after dinner should it just be go right to homework, go right to your separate screen, go right off to do whatever. Not every time, okay? A lot of times, what do you got to do after dinner? You got to do chores, and then you should have some times where, I said the games part, right? Forced family fun, okay? All right, you have to do this. You have to do this. I have no experience as a dad myself. I have lots of experience as a kid, okay, growing up, all right? And yeah, we had to play, you know, remember those things called board games? Remember cards? Okay, I know some of you are like, Father, that's the root of all evil in my family is cards. You know, that's probably a lot healthier than letting the internet raise your child. So be overly competitive at cards, okay? You know, you'll figure it out, all right? You know, it's important that you torture your teenagers with this sometimes. Not all the time, and sometimes you need to do what they want. You know, I remember our parents let us play. We were playing spoons one time, and, you know, it was kind of fun. My mom, she thinks she's so sneaky with that, you know. But she is pretty sly. And you know, but like I said, well, you know, this would be a lot more fun if we put the spoons in another room and we played full contact. So my parents said, okay, fine. But my dad said, you can't hit mom. You can't push mom out of the way. You're grounded if you do that. I mean, it was a family at that time. It was five boys. And then later it was seven boys and one girl. So, yeah, we did that. But when was the last time you, with your family, you just had fun as a family? A lot of the greatest joys that the Lord has for us in life are those family times. That's what he wants. That's why he created the family in the first place. is that joy. And what is a safe haven? It's a place where there's actually enough quality time. And yes, some of it's, you know, you have to break through some boredom or some maybe some resistance, but that's okay. That's what you do with everything else. You know, sometimes the thing is that with enough time spent together, you just relationships, they just deepen. That's just how it works. And what needs to be, what is a safe haven? Somewhere that somebody is seen and known and loved. And if you're spending enough time together, you're going to notice when your child is having a bad day. You're going to be a little bit more attentive to that. You know, that you might not have noticed in three words, you know, on before dinner, or, you know, sometimes especially teenage boys are notoriously wordless at times. But to for everyone to be seen and known and loved and delighted in. And this happens when we share meals together. This happens when we play games together. The Lord wants this for you. He wants this for your family. And so I think that the Lord would want you to consider just kind of those two things for your home, whether you have kids or not. You know, like, I mean, it's no different. Like, we should think about, how do I protect God's children from the evils of the internet? And we should think all of us are God's children. I'm a child of God, right? Everyone who's baptized into Christ at any age. All right, and is what we're doing with screens, with internet, is that healthy? Is that good? Is that a safe environment and healthy where I can grow and flourish? Or am I constantly being bombarded by something I shouldn't have to fight all the time? Should I have some time where spiritually I'm not in the occasion of sin? And the answer is yes. It should be in your home. And is there this quality time with these ongoing loving relationships? You know, the biggest blessing and joy in many cases that the Lord really wants us to have. Are there these ongoing loving relationships where people are seen and known and loved and delighted in? That's a safe haven. The Lord wants your house to be like that.